A year passed. I was 12. I was over the halfway mark. I had $27.46. My spirits soared. I worked harder. Another year crawled slowly by, and then the great day came. The long, hard grind was over. I had it, my $50. I cried as I counted it over and over. After 2 hard years of catching crawfish and trapping minnows to sell to fishermen and walking through blackberry and huckleberry patches that scratched his feet with thorns to sell to his grandfather for 10 cents a bucket, Billy, currently age 13 and a kind, caring person who lives at the edge of the foothills in the mouth of a canyon, has finally reached his goal of $50 stored in an old KC baking powder can to buy the 2 red-bone coonhounds of his dreams. The next day, Billy runs to his grandfather with the money and the piece of paper with the advertisement on it. His grandfather is shocked with the pure determination of Billy, since it is the time of the Great Depression, and even rewards him with a bag of candy. He promises to order the dolls for Billy before rushing him back home. I didn't answer. I couldn't. All I could do was stare at them. They seemed to be blinded by the light and kept blinking their eyes. One sat down on his little rear and started crying. The other one was waddling around and whimpering. I wanted so much to step over and pick them up. Several times I tried to move my feet, but they seemed to be nailed to the floor. I knew the pups were mine, all mine, yet I couldn't move. My heart started acting like a drunk grasshopper. I tried to swallow and couldn't. My Adam's apple wouldn't work. One pup started my way. I held my breath. On he came until I felt a scratchy little foot on mine. The other pup followed. A warm puppy tongue caressed my sore foot. I heard the station master say, "They already know you." I knelt down and gathered them in my arms. I buried my face between their wiggling bodies and cried. Billy is overjoyed and sets about thinking of names for his hounds. Frustrated, he looks at the sycamore tree at the fisherman's camp where he found the advertisement that led to this day, finding to his surprise 2 names, Dan and Ann, etched in the tree. He knew that they were perfect and called the boy pup Old Dan and the girl pup Little Ann. I went over the list of names. For him, I tried Red Bugle Lead, name after name as before. For her, I tried Susie, Mabel Queen, all kinds of girl names. None seemed to fit. Still mumbling names over and over, I glanced up. There, carved in the white bark of a sycamore tree, was a large heart. In the center of the heart were 2 names, Dan and Anne. The name Dan was a little larger than Anne. It was wide and bold. The scars stood out more. The name Anne was small, neat, and even. I stared unbelievingly, for there were my names. The next step was to train his dogs. This task proved harder than expected, as he needed the skin of a coon. In desperation, Billy sought out his grandfather. "It'll catch him all right," he said, "and it won't fail. You see, a coon is a curious little animal. Anything that is bright and shiny attracts him. He will reach in and pick it up. When his paw closes on the bright object, it balls up, and when he starts to pull it from the hole, the sharp ends of the nails will gouge into his paw, and he's caught." Billy builds the traps and waits for over a week before he catches a coon. I came plowing out of the matted mass and was right on the trap before I realized it. I was met by a loud squall. I was so surprised I dropped the pups. There he was, my first coon. Billy runs home to get to his father, who kills the coon and skins it. Billy decided to start training his hounds the next day along with his oldest sister. He taught the pups every trick he knew, using the coon hide to make trails. I climb trees that leaned out over the river, jump out into the water, swim to the other side, and make trails up and down the bank. With a long pole and wire, I drag the hide on top of rail fences, swing it through the air, and let it touch the ground 20 or 30 feet away. I did everything with that hide a coon would do, and probably a lot of things a coon couldn't do. Billy does, of course, have to overcome many challenges, including his mother forbidding him to have a gun, his dogs starting off being afraid of water, and little Anne being gun-shy. Billy is doing his best to prepare his dogs for the coon hunting season. Even so, he is extremely anxious. The day hunting season opened, I was as nervous as Sammy, our house cat. Part of that seemingly endless day was getting things ready for the coming night. One day, Billy's grandfather calls him to his shop and shows Billy a newspaper with the words "Championship Coon Hunt to be held." His grandfather has been writing many letters and has already paid the entry fee. On entering the store, Grandpa walked to the post office department and came back with a newspaper in his hand. He spread it out on the counter. Pointing with his finger, he said in a loud voice, "Look, there!" I looked. The large black letters read, "Championship Coon Hunt to be held." My eyes popped open. Again, I read the words. Billy and his father agree to go, and when the day comes, they leave eager and excited. When the trio got there, they set up their tent. After being informed by Grandpa of the best-looking hound contest, Billy decides to enter Little Anne. He uses his grandfather's brush and comb. Looking around to find something I could use to groom my dog, I saw Grandpa's open suitcase. There, right on top, was the very thing I needed, his beautiful bone-handled hairbrush and his ivory comb. Picking them up, I turned them over and over in my hand. Little Anne stood looking at me. Impulsively, I reached down and raked her from shoulder to hip with the brush. She seemed to like it. I knew I shouldn't do it, but I decided to use them. Billy completed the job after using butter in replacement of oil. Then he set Little Anne on the judging table. After the judging, Little Anne is proclaimed the winner. During the commotion, I felt hands slapping me on the back and heard the word congratulations time after time. The head judge came over and made a speech. Handing me a small silver cup, he said, "Congratulations, son. It was justly won." That night, the coon hunt began. So, will Billy win, or will he and his dogs return home without the gold cup? In order to find out, check this book out titled Where the Red Fern Grows by Wilson Rawls, an adventurous young adult novel that teaches children perseverance, poverty, loyalty, and bravery.